So dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray and thank you each and every day for waking me up this morning, and everyone, Lord, giving us our breath to live another day. Lord, I pray and thank you for each blessing. I pray for everyone that's going through a hard time, and just be with us and anyone. Lord, I especially thank you for everyone that's on this call and people who might be joining. And I pray that as we continue throughout these weeks, that we only grow stronger in a bigger group to serve you and to dive deeper into your word, Lord. Please help me with tonight's message. I know I'm scared, but I just hope that you speak through my mouth and it's not just me, Lord. So please give me guidance, and hopefully everyone can understand where my message is coming from, because it's through you, Lord. In your name we pray, amen. Okay, so I decided that I was going to talk about the book of Ruth a little bit. So I'm not sure if you guys are aware of the story of Ruth. It's a very short book in the Bible. It's not the shortest, but anyways, so basically, just to give you guys kind of a picture of the location and kind of just because I'm very visual, so I kind of like have to like figure things out before I like understand everything. So just the roots. So it's the story in chapter one takes place in, well, first we're going to read, they're in Bethlehem. So that's, you know, the chosen place, the God's chosen land. But then they go into the city of Moab, and today, that's modern day, Jordan, kind of along the river. And, Moab is not the greatest place. They don't believe in God. They, are very much like they do whatever they want, if that kind of makes sense. So it's not very like Christian orientated, I guess, if that's how you would want me to put it. So we don't really know who's written the book of Ruth. They thought, maybe we think that it's Samuel, but it's kind of unknown as to who wrote it. So I'm just going to start with, if you guys want to go into Ruth chapter one, we're just going to kind of go through that a little bit. If you guys want to have open your Bibles or your phones or the apps and stuff, I'm just going to be reading and then kind of adding some things along the way. So I think I'm reading from the NIV version. So basically Ruth chapter one is what we're going to focusing on today. There's a lot to take in from it, and it's the reason why I chose Ruth specifically is because of exactly what we're going through right now with the coronavirus. So chapter one, it says, so in the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man from Bethlehem, Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. So there was a famine. They went into Moab. So kind of right now, if they had a famine, we're dealing with something else. But we can kind of, once we read the story, it kind of helps us understand and see what we're dealing with through this perspective. So the man's name was Elimelech. His wife's name was Naomi. And the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephraites from Bethlehem, Judah, and they went to Moab and lived there. So verse 3, now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and when she was left with her, and she was left with her two sons, they married Moabite woman, one named Orpah and the other named Ruth. After they had lived there for about 10 years, both Olan and Chilion also died, and Naomi was only left with, so she was left without her sons and her husband. When she heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, Naomi and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there. With her two daughters-in-law, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah. So they kind of, they've been living in this place. Well, they moved from Bethlehem. They went into a kind of a bad land where they were basically influenced by other means. They had false gods there. Their sons married Moabite women, which at that time, I guess, it's like not very looked upon as a very good thing. Then her sons die. So first her husband dies, and then her two sons, her husband and then her two sons. And then I was reading, kind of going through this, and it was kind of telling me how, like, you know, for everything that you do in life, there's a consequence that we pay, and it's harsh when you kind of don't go through with God's plan. And that's what happened with her husband and the two sons. And then they're going back into Bethlehem. So in verses 10, she said, "We will go back. We will go back with your people." So now the daughter-in-laws are talking about how they want to go back with Naomi. So they kind of created this bond. But Naomi says, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband, even if I thought there was still hope for me. Even if I had a husband tonight and then give birth to sons, would you wait until they grow up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is time. It is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has gone out against me." At this, they wept again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. So we see how Orpah, so one of the daughters-in-law, she leaves, but Ruth clung to her. So basically, there is this attachment, and even though she didn't know God and what basically they were in this land where there were false gods and there was no, like, knowledge, or, like, basically people didn't really worship God, Ruth had this faith that Naomi was doing the right thing. And then verse 16 is what is very well known. It's huge. So she says, Ruth replies, "Do not urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, and it will be ever be so severely if anything but death separates you and me." So that verse is huge, because Ruth claims to Naomi, and she has this, like, loyalty, and she's so dedicated to Naomi. And in chapter 2, we dive deeper into that'll be like next week, but understanding how Ruth came to just believe and trust in Naomi and get closer to God. So when she says that in verse 18, Naomi realizes that Ruth was determined to go with her, so she stopped urging her to, like, go to her, back to her family. I think it says to go back to their land, or their father's home, but Ruth doesn't go. So then it goes on to saying how they go back to Bethlehem. And so when you kind of back then, when you have these experiences and things go through, like, as an Israelite, if your husband dies, you'd have to marry, like, someone from your family so that line goes down. But she, Naomi, doesn't remember of anyone, so that's why she says, like, I'm too old, like, I'm never going to have, like, anyone else in my life. Like, why are you guys, do you guys want to be with me? Like, just go back to your family home. But Ruth, like, stays. So she's bitter. Naomi is bitter, and it says in the Bible in verse 20, when they go to Bethlehem, people are calling her Naomi, but she says, "Why are you calling me Naomi? Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life bitter." So Mara means bitter. So I went full, but the Lord had brought me back empty. They call, why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me. So she kind of is going through this doubt now. She's okay, like, we went, my husband died, my two sons died. I don't really have anyone, like, I have Ruth, but, like, why are you calling me Naomi? Like, I'm bitter. Like, the Lord has basically kind of, like, left my life, or kind of, that's kind of what she's saying. So in Psalms 34:19, I'm just going to open. It says, "A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers them from all." So that kind of goes in sync with the story, because, you know, even though they were going through everything, they first had famine in Bethlehem. The Lord kind of told them, go into Moab, there was food there. All these things happened, but then he still delivered them back into Bethlehem. Because God was providing food for them there. So even as today, there's things going on, troubles, as we see all around us. We might have family that are, maybe some of them are sick with the virus. Maybe some of them are dealing with other things. But this verse and just everything through that chapter, it's God provides for his people. If you have faith and you trust. So that's like one lesson we can learn truly from the book of Ruth. God provides. And God uses our suffering to accomplish his purpose. So now Ruth has become closer to God and is understanding the whole kind of idea. Then if we read Psalms 138, like very old-fashioned using. 138:8. So the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. So I just kind of want to go through it again and just, like, it's hard to see sometimes the troubles that we go through and understand that sometimes the bad things in our lives, it's actually God leading us through to a greater thing. And as we're going to dive in deeper next week into the book of Ruth, we'll see that better. Right now, it just kind of sounds like a very bad story. But if you guys know the story, it gets better. But there is this text that I found from an author, William Law, and he says, "Your wisdom, O Lord, extends far beyond my understanding. If I could see what you see and know what you know, I would realize that even affliction and misfortune can be blessings, and that your hand is always a hand of compassion and mercy for those who love you. Help me to see beyond pain, heartache, and loss to the future you are preparing me. Help me to believe that in due time you led Naomi, so you will lead me from the place of barrenness to fulfillment." So that's kind of like a prayer, I almost think, because we don't really understand what, like, and like this virus is awful, and but if we stay faithful, I feel like after overcoming this, it's only making us stronger. We're staying at home where we have this time to dive deeper into God's word. We have this time to grow this connection, like communicate with others, spend time with family, which I don't think I've ever really had. And I'm sure most of you maybe could connect or relate with that, because we're always on the go, go, go. We have a schedule that we are always following, and you know, it's maybe like one day out of the week when we commit like an hour, 2 hours to his word. But now it's like people are praying, people are reaching out. They want to know the truth. They want to like understand. Some people are asking me like, well, if God really loved us, then why is this happening? And that's like, I was like, when I heard this question, I was like, oh goodness, like how do I even begin answering that? Because like, I can almost understand where they're coming from. Like there's so much suffering in this world. Like why is God doing this? So I think that with the story of Ruth and just trying to pray, just trying to understand, Lord, like what can I see what you're planning for my future? Obviously we can't see that, but I feel like he has a better overview of everything and he is planning something much bigger for us. And I put my faith into that. And I pray for that because I feel like after this, we only become stronger. And I can already tell you that in my experience, like just my personal connection with God in the last like 2 weeks has gotten like so much, so much, so much stronger than ever before. And like, I feel like it brings joy into his eyes that he sees like so many of his children that are worshiping. And like, I see people posting about Skype calls with their family and like even us, like this is like unreal. So we have this time to dig deeper into his word. And I think that that's something that we can see as a positive note and just pray that it only continues and that we can just further, you know, use this ministry and just spread the word. It's hard, but if we just think about the positive sides and just think about the blessings that we have, I feel like we can all overcome all of this together. So it's hard. I have family in Italy and they've been in lockdown for a month now. So there's no food coming in to where their city is. And it's really hard because we Skype them every day and I'm going to cry. So my cousins are like 3 years old too and 1 year old. So it's really hard to see. sorry. They're like struggling and we have like so many blessings here. And sorry.
It's okay. That's all right. It's okay.
So I just hope that we see that we have blessings no matter what. And when they stay strong the way they are, it only just pushes me to have further light in my life. So it's so hard for my auntie and everyone. And I just think that with everything, we can push through. So I really hope that you guys kind of got my message with Ruth, and next week we'll dive into chapter 2, but I feel like no matter what, like, the Lord will help us go beyond this ache and what we're feeling right now, and that's kind of where I want to end things off. I'm really sorry, but, yeah, thank you for all your messages, but that's where kind of I wanted to end off with, so.